This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Disneyland, Halloween, all the good stuff. We've got code words for you, and this is going to continue next week. This one's ongoing, which is great news, because we had the Black Eyed Peas ended today, but man, oh man, Danae's our promotions director, and she sent a thing this week, like you could, yes, ding, ding, shame. We have some great, continue to have some great promotions here on Alice. Some just fantastic prizes and trips and whoa. So Halloween at Disneyland, I know you want it. We're well aware that you're frothing for it. So here we go. This hour's code word is Sally. S-A-L-L-Y. Take the word Sally and text it to our contest line.
That's I love her.
Me too. And we did Jack yesterday too. I wondered if people would put that together. Halloween at Disneyland. This hour's code word is Sally. Take the word Sally. Text it to the contest line, 20357. That gets you entered to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. That word, once again, is Sally. S-A-L-L-Y. S-A-L-L-Y. Good luck. Halloween at Disney. We do that again in an hour, and then Jane does it 4 times in her show. Lots and lots of chances to get you in the running with these tickets. It's amazing.
Don't not listen to Jane.
Oh my God, always listen to Jane.
What?
Don't not listen. Right.
Oh, good. Phew.
Or don't not
listen. One of the texters wrote in and said, well, are you going to play some of the Odyssey voice messages for us or not?
We will someday when we have someone who can get that happening for us. Right now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm holding on by a thread. But I will say, you know, Sarah, you have done so well on the board. Of course, now I've cursed myself. But I've been running it pretty smoothly, you have to admit, recently. Hey, you know, ask me for a sounder. I'm like, I pretty much sort of know where that is. Oh, hold on.
You did it.
And that's what I'm saying to myself right now.
No one can.
No one can believe what a good person I am. So good at this. Anyway, to get back to that person's question, yes, please know that you should be practicing your messages.
Well, make them good. They may end up on air.
It's true. And we are listening to them. I personally do not have the bandwidth to record that, edit that, and get that onto the air in a timely manner. It's not something I've got.
Either you need to feed us. Like, that's one way for us to love you.
Yes.
Or slather us with love. Yes. That's another way for it to be great. Yeah, or have some kind of take that we all go, oh my God, that was genius. Yeah.
You can even insult us if you do it in a funny way. Right. That we're like, oh, that is true.
You got me.
Burn on me. Today is a New Music Friday. That just happens all the time. Everybody drops their albums that nobody buys anymore on Friday. So here we go. Miranda Lambert. And I've been seeing her on the late night talk show, so I was aware that she had something coming up. She's got a Postcards from Texas album. It's her 10th. Snow Patrol, their 8th album is out. Mm. The Forest is the Path. And believe me, Janie will know if these songs are worth your time, and she will put them on the air for you. So I'm not going to try to do that. Eusexua. 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 That's what I'm going with. FKA Twigs. This is her 3rd album called Eusexua.
I feel like, well, okay.
Are you surprised it's only her 3rd album?
No, I feel like she's, you know, that word is just, well, like, is that a thing?
I think she just made it up. Hold you know, on. People like to have a Eusexua. Eusexua. Or something. Anything? Anything
pop up? Well, they say it's an album from this singer actress. Definition. Let's see.
Yeah. Maybe she actually made up a definition for it too. Maybe she's like, yeah, there's a word. Now it is. Eusexua.
Okay, move on because okay. This is just right. not working
yeah,
out.
It's fine. So I thought this was interesting. FKA Twigs used to date Robert Pattinson, who played Edward Cullen on the vampire shows.
She's also the good lady that dated that LaBeouf guy.
Oh, she dated Shia LaBeouf?
And I believe he was like his comment about her was, I really was not kind to her or good to her.
And did she make some claims?
I hurt her. I hurt that girl or something like that. And I was like,
didn't he have a couple people come forward and say he was not a good dude? And maybe one of them was her. And so he, in his response,
I don't know what his whole deal is. I know he's a mess from what I've been able to gather.
He's been quiet lately.
No, he hasn't.
When's the last time you heard something about him?
I saw something about him being in England with that partner of his, and he was out at the bars, which we know he's supposed to not be at. And he was threatening to fist fight an entire bar of English dudes and went outside and was like, let's go. Which just leads you to believe, like, that guy's still drinking. And clearly he's not a happy drunk, let's put it that way.
Squares up to group of men outside an Edinburgh pub.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, that's no good. Okay, but I take it back. I just haven't heard anything about him. He's still the a-hole you think he is.
I thought he wasn't, but yeah, that's the latest thing I saw about him.
FKA Twigs dated him too. We weren't even talking about Shia LaBeouf. Robert Pattinson. For a minute, they were kind of together. And his latest, the lady who just had his baby, also has a record out today. So his ex and his current both have records out today. His current is Suki Waterhouse. She has a record called Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin. This is her 2nd album. She is also an actress. She's lovely. She really is attractive. She is on Daisy Jones and the Six. She plays like the blonde-haired English lady on that show. Riley Keough is the one who plays. That's Elvis's granddaughter. She plays Daisy Jones. You know, I did like that show, and I watched 2 episodes of it, and I just never went back. So thanks for the reminder, Suki Waterhouse, by putting out a record today. I may go back and look at that, but I don't know. I just fell off it. It doesn't bode well for it. And she also had a baby. I don't believe they're married, Suki Waterhouse and Robert Pattinson, but they have a baby daughter together.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. And Nick Lowe's 15th album is out, Indoor Safari.
What is your song that you remember of Nick Lowe?
I don't know. I can't pull one out.
Isn't he the Cruel to Be Kind guy?
I think he is. That actually sounds right. Hold on. Let me type in Nick Lowe's biggest hit. Because it's definitely a name I know.
I believe Cruel to Be Kind is the hit. And it is a hit. I like that song a lot. And I only know it
Cruel
because,
to Be Kind.
Yeah.
And so it goes and so it goes and so it goes and so it goes. Is that, I don't know if that's
anyway,
the song.
Yeah, it's the guy I thought it was.
Then he's got The Beast in Me. I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass. Half a Boy and Half a Man.
I don't know those.
Spears of him. Me either. But Cruel to Be Kind. Cruel to Be Kind. In the right measure.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, he's got a record out today. his 15th album, Indoor Safari. Sounds like he's slowing down a little bit. He's staying indoors for a safari. So this is a very simple story, but there's some connections that I know are going to take us into the weeds. So brace yourselves, everyone. Julie Bowen. Julie Bowen is an actress. You probably know her from Modern Family. I know her from a little show called Ed, which was in the very early part of the new millennium.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that show, that first season. It's about a guy, he's like a big city lawyer, and he gets fired or he screws something up and he goes back to his little hometown where I think his dad owns the bowling alley and now he does, and he's, you know, dispensing law advice out of the bowling alley.
You really watched that show. I remember the show. I couldn't have told you any of that.
And I think his girlfriend has just dumped him or he catches her doing somebody. And so Julie Bowen was like his high school sweetheart. And so it's about them and their relationship.
Mm.
And that first season, the theme song was a Foo Fighters song.
Oh, yeah.
It was called Next Year. It was never like a radio hit or anything. And it's just a little short song. And it was, I found out that it was why I liked that show so much. Because it just, I looked to see if we had it in our library, and we don't. But it's
the
like
Foo Fighters Next Year.
Next year. I'll be coming home next year. And then a pause and then a bass line. So they had this whole thing going. And I guess I just loved that vibe because I loved the show. And the second season started and they changed the theme song to some just random dude's theme song. And I fell off the show. And it turns out, as I looked this morning, that they went back to Next Year, because everybody fell off the show when they put the new theme song on, I guess. Because they reinstated it and did two more seasons, which I never saw because I was like, well, I'm not watching that anymore. I like that Foo Fighters song.
Mm.
So anyway, Julie Bowen. I went down my own rabbit hole there. Julie Bowen, you probably know from Modern Family. She was also in her very first movie ever was a little movie by the name of Happy Gilmore.
Oh.
Which is, it's an Adam Sandler movie. I think he's like, is he a hockey player who finds out that he can really golf? And he turns into a golf movie?
I know that he was a hockey player because that's one of the things, one of the big scenes is the way he golfs is not the way you golf. You know, he's wildly swinging a golf club like you might.
Wildly swing a hockey stick.
Right.
But he's winning and he becomes like a...
You know what? It's one of his most people's favorite Sandler movie is Happy Gilmore. And I have seen it and I do remember liking it.
Yes.
I can't tell you much about it.
I know. Because it was years and years ago.
There's a fight scene with Bob Barker.
Yes.
That's in there. But I really don't have it for you.
It's very funny because they're in production hardcore. Like they're doing it.
They're making it.
It's happening
right now. You mean
Happy
Gilmore 2.
Happy Gilmore 2. And so I did think to myself, because I have very warm feelings about Adam Sandler. Like, I loved him on SNL. I loved those early group of movies. There was another one, too. I can't think of the... It's like a person's name. It's not Happy Gilmore, but it was like that. And then there was, like, Waterboy and just like all the 51st Dates. It was just a lot of... I just like him. I just think he's great. And I will be amused. I watched the one where he's barely in it, but his two daughters are in it. About bat mitzvahs or whatever. And that's a pretty recent one. So anyway, Julie Bowen, that was her first movie. She plays Happy Gilmore's love interest in the movie. And she actually is talking about, because she's being interviewed about this thing. And she's like, I had the worst hair. I went and looked. And she's got just a very short haircut. And she's like, well, who cares? No one's ever going to see this movie. It's just a terrible movie with this, you know, dumb Adam Sandler. And it turns out to be this huge movie. What is it? What did you just find?
650 says, Julie Bowen was also in Happy Gilmore. Little known fact, she has a twin sister who is a nurse here in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. A fraternal twin or an identical twin?
That's
please. Well, I'm asking them to all text right. us back. 800-400-3697, as if you don't know that, because you did just text us.
Yeah, that's it.
That's funny. So Julie Bowen has already given away a detail about Happy Gilmore 2, which is that she'll be back. in fact, she was asked, like, are you know, because they were together, I guess. It's one of those things where the ending is a happy one, I guess. She and her character and Happy Gilmore ride off into the sunset together, and now they're coming around the mountain together. Right. So it could be seen as a bit of a spoiler. She's like, I think I'm allowed to say that. In case you didn't know, it was her very first film, and she really thought, well, who cares? No one will ever see it. And I don't have it in full, fully in production, but there is no release date yet. So if you are like, oh, I like Happy Gilmore, well, you know, good news for you on this fine Friday. Let's see. I don't care about that. I'm going to go to this. Yesterday, we talked about Jamie Lee Curtis, who said that the secret to her 40-year marriage to Christopher Guest is I stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay. Things go bad. Don't leave. Stay.
Well,
that's my Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's one of those things where she's not wrong in that you can, most things do pass, but sometimes in anger,
you say something you really regret.
You blow the whole thing up and it's
never get past that.
Right. You've done the damage that can never be corrected.
Right. And she had all these other things that, like, she's, you know, it has to be this, that, and a healthy dose of hatred. I'm like, what? Hatred? I don't want to be with someone I hate, even a little. So Snoop Dogg today has his advice. He has a 27-year marriage. His is a little different. His advice is a little different. It's about what a jerk he is and how, you know, what you need to have a good marriage is a good person. You got to be married
side,
to someone
right,
good.
Okay.
So his secret is she understands me. She's a great mother, a tremendous grandmother, an excellent wife, and a great friend. She knows how to push all my buttons to make me act a mother fool or to make me act cool. And I love it. You learn as time goes by, okay, you are in control. You run this. And you also run that because I make bad decisions.
Yeah, there's a guy I wonder about. I like him. I loved the things he did the Olympics. I love all of this.
Snoop Dogg is fantastic.
He has become a real standout superstar beyond his music career.
Mm-hmm.
That said,
he's like a true personality.
Some of his early stuff that he used to say, you'd be like, okay, wait a minute. So
you hate women?
Are we talking about a marriage where he's allowed to do whatever he wants?
Because 27 years is a long time.
So I don't know if that's an agreement between them or if he talks all this stuff but actually never does what he says.
He says you learn as time goes by. That person's the one in control. And he actually says the good to my bad is her.
Mm.
So she balances him. So really, he is giving us zero advice. They frame it here as now we get the secret to Snoop Dogg's. No,
marry a saint.
Right, marry a saint who will forgive you and try to put a good spin on whatever horrible thing you did, I guess. I don't know.
Forgive our trespasses right. as we forgive those
right. who trespass against us. Hello, Catholics out there. I'm recovering. Dave Grohl's wife, Jordan Bloom. Now, if you are just waking up, Rip Van Winkle, on, I think it was Tuesday afternoon, I think we first talked about this on Wednesday. He put a no comments section available post up on Instagram saying, I'm about to have I have a daughter born outside my marriage. I plan to love and support that new daughter while I also try to win back the trust and love of my family that I still love and want to be with. And he offered really nothing else past that. We found out a few little details here and there. And apparently the cheating ways are, that's a thing with Dave Grohl. Who knew? I did not know.
Well, he has a very good public image.
Very good.
So.
Like delightful.
It does. Actually, I thought of Adam Sandler as well. Or thought of Dave Grohl while you were doing the Adam Sandler's another guy. Who has a very good public, he's got a wife, he's got kids, and he seems to be a good guy.
On the straight and narrow.
I don't, actually, it's not even that, it's just, yeah, it seems to be like he's living up to all the things
peeps,
that are expected
right?
yes. of him without making trouble. But he's another guy who, you know, he also is a superstar. Mm. We're international superstar. He very well could be, and we would all go,
What? I know.
I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying I thought of him too. Like, there's another guy with a great public image.
And you literally never hear a story about Adam Sandler.
Well, and like, the stories never. You hear about Dave are he brought 500 pounds of meat to a homeless shelter and barbecued
and
all day.
Cooked it all up all day. Yep. Right. You don't hear anything bad. Even though he's been mentioned in women's books, the snowboarder who wrote a whole thing about how, you know, I thought we were in a relationship together. Turns out he was in another one too.
Well, but she does say, I'd been trying to get a hold of him for like 5 weeks. So he's a touring musician that makes records, does videos, films, everything else. So, you know, I the marriage is, there's no mistake there. He's a married guy.
Right. So Dave Grohl's wife, Jordan Bloom, is leaning on her. They say Kate Hudson is like her best friend.
Mm.
So they say she's leaning on Kate Hudson. Hudson was surprised and disgusted that at Dave's age, he's still cheating, not only on Jordan, but their girls, too. They're cheating on the family. Let's see. They've been married since 2003. Three daughters, Violet, Harper, and Ophelia. Violet is 18. The other ones, I think the youngest is 10. So then the speculation begins with everything. Because nobody, I have no idea if they're really best friends or if Kate just sent a bunch of balloons that say things like, you know, stay strong. You know, call me if
this
you need
me. Shall pass.
Right. This too shall right. Whatever, or, you know, or if they're actually like best friends and she went running to her side. So this person says, oh, you know, Kate would go stay with her in a heartbeat if asked. I don't know. So Dave Grohl's wife leads a very private life. So not much is known about her friendship. But it looks like they're talking about, for God's sake, where is this thing? Oh, they're talking about this. Apparently, while I did not know about his reputation as a cheater, and I don't know what you knew about it, but you had said,
I knew nothing.
That, what was it, Pat Smear was like, I got to get out of this band. I don't like some of the stuff that's going on with this.
He left the band as a because of the way Dave behaved. That was a story, though, that I just read.
Right.
So I don't know if that's even true, much less, you know, I don't know.
I would say that Dave Grohl, if you'd asked me a couple days ago, I'd be like, his reputation is he's a stand-up guy who's a music enthusiast and an incredibly gifted musician in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
So this was not his first time cheating on a partner. In fact, they say he had like a pickup line that it was basically, I think you're my future ex-wife.
That's what he used on the wife he currently has.
And on other people. Uh-huh. They're all saying, yeah, he used that one on me too. He and his first wife, photographer Jennifer Youngblood, divorced in 97 because of his infidelities. He admitted to that. I guess it was 07, some interview he did with The Guardian. Emily Basich, that's the snowboarder. The name of her book is Pretty Good for a Girl, the autobiography of a snowboarding pioneer. And she talked about how he cheated on her. There's a 35-year-old named Alex who claimed to Page Six this past Thursday that Grohl called her his future ex-wife in 2013. He was already married to.
He's selling that line everywhere,
He was, and he was already married to his current wife. And he has revealed that he used that line on her when they first met. It's just a huge mess, and there really isn't a whole lot more information here. But he has a new kid and plans to raise her with love and support.
In no way, shape, or form am I excusing his behavior, whatever.
Right.
But I do think if I were a woman and I were dating a rock star, I would have a hard time believing that he could be cool.
Right.
I mean, I guess that depends on how your relationship is going, you know, between the two of you. And maybe he's very authentic with her and she feels safe and that he wouldn't. But the rock star thing is a problem.
Yeah. It's a stereotype because it's
real.
If you are the guy who doesn't cheat, you're you're the total exception. You know, rock stars. It's right there in the name.
They're the party in every town they go to.
Yeah.
The hot spot. Bringing the party. Everyone wants to be. So yeah. I'm not excusing him at all. I'm a big fan. I do like him.
Yeah, me too.
This isn't going to probably change that, but I definitely was surprised to hear about the statement.
It's always interesting to find out that all the old stars, just like us, human beings who make mistakes, but who could afford to get out of that marriage, you know, and put a nice payout.
You've looked it up yesterday, $300 million, right?
Yeah, I think it was $330. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. He's amazing.
This is what I read, that he had met this woman that he's married to. What's her name again?
Hold on, I have it right here. Jordan Bloom.
I had read that he met her and they went on a few dates. And then his, you know, career as a rock star took him away from town.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't talk to her for a long time.
Yep.
And then there he was back at home and saw her on a TV commercial.
Oh, funny.
And went, "That's the chick." And he ended up calling her and she was like, "I never thought I'd hear from you again."
I thought I'd never hear from
you. And there he was and he was like, "I think you're the one for me."
One of the ones for
me. I don't know.
Kind of a history of ones for me, but you know, I look forward to our divorce many years from now. And, you know, I guess I'm just stupid. I always want people to not divorce if they're really in love. I know people make mistakes but that's tough. It's such a public humiliation that they almost have to divorce. Okay, Vinny, I'm out of time. What you got?
Let's see here. Oh, unruly behavior on airplanes is down and more after these.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Good luck, babe. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, what a song. Chapel Roan. I love that song. Check out the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. That's right. This whole show every single day, whenever you want to listen to it, download the Odyssey app. Odyssey, AUDACY. And there we are. You can also check out our full show, latest show highlights.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com to get your business or whatever, product, whatever you're doing, get it on Alice at advertisesf@odyssey.com. Nice day ahead. Warm.
Looks nice.
Kind of hot, maybe, but certainly none of that stuff, that heat wave crap we were dealing with.
No temperatures that start with a 1.
Mid-80s today is the high. Buffalo beat Miami soundly last night on Thursday Night Football, and the 49ers are in Minnesota on Sunday at 10 a.m. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
Yeah. Okay. This first story isn't one that's going to, you know, it's not scandalous.
No.
It's not sexy.
Oh.
Sorry.
What is it, Dad?
What is?
Can you tell me what the healthiest vegetable is? If you're going to eat a vegetable.
You want the one packed with all the vitamins and minerals.
The healthiest vegetable in the world.
Is it going to be something obvious like broccoli?
It's not broccoli.
It can't be corn. Corn's got too much sugar
in it, right? Not corn.
Yeah. Carrots have a lot of sugar in them, too.
It's not carrots.
Celery's nice and fibrous.
It's definitely not celery.
I know. There's like nothing to it. It's all water.
Celery's garbage food. No one eats that.
Oh, my God. Did bite your tongue. Have you ever had it with cream cheese smeared in the little groove? Come on.
No. Why would I do that?
Because it's delicious. That or peanut butter, you can do that. You get the crunchiness of the celery with the delicious peanut butter or the cream cheese. Okay, let me keep trying. How about something like Brussels sprouts?
It is watercress.
Watercress? Really? What's so great about it?
I don't know. I mean, that I really went.
Isn't that just like a leafy,
you
bitter
mother? Like, that doesn't
watercress.
That's like
it's like the new arugula.
Even your salad says, no, we're done over here. You don't need to put watercress in here.
I want to see what watercress looks like. Is it just, it's like a stem with little round leaves?
You know what it looks like? It looks like a four-leaf clover.
Oh, watercress.
The leafy green has been deemed the healthiest vegetable by Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with an impressive nutrient density score of 100 out of 100.
Wow.
So start adding watercress to your salads, and I have no idea what other way you might eat watercress. They say it's the healthiest vegetable. It beat runner-up Chinese cabbage by more than 8 points.
Oh, do you like Chinese cabbage?
What is that?
Yeah, it's those long cabbages, isn't it? Isn't that the Chinese cabbage?
I'm honestly, I have no idea.
Hold on. Let me type it in and see if it.
Nutritionists aren't shocked. I can believe the watercress is healthiest.
Yeah, it's long. It's like if a cabbage was shaped like a zucchini. Also, I'm also looking. I think that's bok choy right there. Chinese cabbage. It's cabbage, but longish.
Yeah, okay. That came in second.
All right.
So start trying to work this stuff into whatever. I mean,
Bottom line is eat green stuff. That's what's good for you.
Can you do any kind of search for watercress recipes?
All right.
Like to me, that seems like you pull the leaves off and throw it in a salad. I just don't see any other.
16 ways to enjoy watercress.
Okay.
Okay, let's have a look at this. It's really salad every single one of these is in a salad.
Okay, yeah.
There it is with radishes. There it is under some salmon. There it is with avocado. There it is in a soup. Zucchini and watercress soup. Okay. There's some chicken. Here it is baked into some kind of sandwich. It's like, I'm going to guess that's a little bit less healthy when you encase it in cheese. Just a guess.
So here's what they list as the best vegetables. So watercress, number one. Okay. Chinese cabbage, number two. Huh? Swiss chard.
Just chard. I mean, it's like think about collard greens light.
Beetroot.
Oh, beetroot. Isn't beetroot just a beet?
I don't think so.
All right, hold on.
I think a beetroot, if I'm right, and I could be wrong, there's this thing that I went to this on this trip to Nicaragua.
Yeah.
With the missus. She wasn't the missus at that
beets.
Time. Oh, it's red, the red, purpley
beet. That's what they're showing here.
I'm thinking of something else.
But you can also eat looks like there's a, I've had that, like haven't you ever seen that with, it's like a purplish stalk with the green leaf on it, like a beet leaf.
Beetroot and spinach round out your top five.
Spinach, yeah. Oh, that's right. Why didn't I think of spinach? I should have totally thought of spinach. I wasn't thinking leafy greens. I was thinking like, you know, chunky vegetables. I guess.
Anyway, this lady out of some root, it's not a beetroot then. She made French fries out of it. And it was good.
Yeah. Beets are surprisingly
And there I was
good.
In Nicaragua with my, you know, inability to trust any foods. And right. I'm like, I'll have the weird fries you make and a small piece of fish. That's all I ate every day.
Please don't put any water anywhere near that.
I don't want any, no trouble.
Right. Remember when you were a kid and, I mean, I don't know if it was like this for you, but when I was a kid, the only beets I ever had were in a can with like purple juice. You know, they were like a sliced beet. My mom yeah. would feed you beets. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. These are disgusting. Like nobody eats these. This is ridiculous. How do they even can these and sell these? It's just like a trick that mothers are playing on people.
You know where I eat beets? At the salad bar, I throw them into my salad.
Well,
when
now they have a roasted beet. Like that, to me, changed everything. I'm like, oh my God, I actually really like beets. This is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a really specific taste. But you get them roast, put them in a salad. You're totally correct, sir.
Next story. Okay. So watercress, right, everyone. Watercress. Mix that in somehow.
I'll try and do it. Just, you know, eat more green things.
The internet says 16 ways, and it sounds like all salad.
They're all salad, and there's a couple soups.
We have seen plenty of domestic flights, airlines, flights that appear to be a fight club or appear yes. to just be some filthy Karen stand-up routine mm-hmm. where you're like, are you kidding me? On a plane, you stood up and started just ranting and raving. Where there are, I don't know, 100 captive
right.
people.
Travelers behaving badly.
We're all stuck listening to your foul mouth.
And you're stopping us from taking off. Oh, and we're making an unscheduled stop. You're the best.
A new report found unruly behavior on airplanes has fallen 75% in the past 3 years.
Really?
So while we still keep hearing about these stories, they're down, and that's good news.
I'm amazed. I guess it's because we always do hear about the bad stuff.
They say
it feels like it's all the time.
It's still the unruly reports are still higher than before COVID, but much more in line with what was going on pre-pandemic. And that was one of the things that sets people off. You and your dumb mask.
Yes.
You dumb mask person.
Yes.
You're so dumb, I have to call you a donkey. Mm. I can't not. Because
this is where I stand.
I have to let it be known that I think you're too stupid to breathe the air I'm breathing.
So I'm going to ruin everybody's day. Let you have it.
According to a report, here are the three most likely reasons we're beating each other up on planes less than we used to.
Okay.
No mask mandates. It is the mask.
Yeah.
The freaking mask is like such a...
Like, please stop caring about what other people have on their face. Just one way or the other, just stop caring about that.
Different people are traveling. The airline slashed prices back then to get us flying again, and that led to a lot of rookie flyers who don't know the rules.
Mm.
And certainly every rookie flyer tries, you know, maybe their flight gets delayed or whatever, and they're having a couple drinks, and they don't realize, boy, these hit me hard when I fly for some reason. Wow, I'm wasted.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
How did that happen?
Well, my flight was delayed. I had an extra hour to just
drink,
do shots at the bar, mm-hmm. and then they immediately started serving me drinks on the plane. It's amazing.
And then they say here, airplanes are serving alcohol again. They thought removing booze from planes would help the problem.
I don't remember them removing it.
But then people just got drunk at the airport and boarded their flight wasted.
Huh. I don't remember them removing it.
Or they even snuck their own bottles on and drank as much as they wanted to. Can you buy after security?
You
can
must
you buy booze?
Be able to.
Okay.
Because it's the only way that would work.
All right. Well, either way, unruly behavior is down. Still, it sounds like higher than pre-pandemic, but down.
I mean, I guess that's good news.
It is good news. Right? I mean, I really don't.
We all just follow the rules and get where we're going. And then you can, resume your previously scheduled a-hole programming.
Everything about travel leading up to the arrival of the plane in my destination.
Yes.
For me, is stressful.
Yes.
And annoying.
Yes.
And difficult.
Incredibly.
Pain in my butt.
The traveling is the worst part.
All of it. I love getting places, though.
Mm.
So I do, yeah, then I'm free. then I'm almost my most free because I can't fret over bills or, you know,
nothing you can do about
who's
it.
Who's knocking on the damn door? Right. What is this? All that stuff's gone. Yep. And now I'm just a dude in a strange place that gets to be
breeze.
Happy and have fun.
Right. Oh, this is lovely.
But yeah, leading up to, I have that stress about, did I bring all the things I need? Yeah. And man, is someone going to lose their you-know-what on our plane and make us turn around and yuck. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny. You know that.
This is a repeat.
Oh.
But it's too good
it's
to not repeat
one.
It.
Okay.
In 1759.
Okay.
Arthur Guinness, you know.
The guy behind Guinness, huh?
The beer.
Okay.
Arthur Guinness signed a 9,000-year lease for a brewery in Dublin, Ireland.
This is a good one.
At $75 a month.
That is $9,000 worth of $75 payments. That is one smart cookie.
9,000-year lease for his brewery at $75 a month. So Guinness will be in that brewery until the year 10,759 when they'll have to renegotiate.
Oh my God. I really, if I'm going to ever have an opportunity to time travel, that's what I'm going to go to.
To find
just to
out.
To see how it goes. Just like what's going on.
What the rent increase will be.
Is there still Guinness beer around? Like, do you think Guinness will still be around 8,000 years from now or, you know, 10,000 years from now?
Yep.
I would like to think so. That'd be one thing to check, wouldn't it?
I can't drink anymore at all, ever.
Yeah.
But I did like a Guinness.
Sure. Me too. I love Guinness.
I couldn't drink 20 of them like I wanted, but I,
no,
you know,
right.
They were good.
They're
creamy.
Oh
and
my God. Delicious. Delish. You know what's weird? I think about this a lot and I only really know anything about English or, you know, UK real estate because of Scott Capurro. They don't sell you stuff. Like the king and queen own everything. And so you only lease stuff. And it's a whole thing where he didn't buy that place that he owns in England. He leases the ground that it's on. It's like a 99-year lease. Apparently, at some point, it heads back.
So your deposit goes towards.
You're getting. I don't know how it all works, but it's you can't buy anything. You can only contract with the crown.
Oh.
To. At least something.
Sounds like a raw deal.
Doesn't it?
Yep.
It feels like something you should be able to pass to your kids. But no, it's owned by the royals, I guess. It's back to the feudal system. It's a pretty good trick.
When Anders Celsius invented his temperature scale in 1742, he had the boiling point of water at 0 degrees and the freezing point at 100 degrees.
Oh, huh.
Right after he died, they flipped it.
That was the way.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's a hotter temperature. It's higher numbers. That's funny. It actually does make the most sense, doesn't it? The freezing point and the boiling point.
It's just weird. The guy who invented it had it backward. And then they went, okay, he's not here to debate us on his scale. We'll change it. Guinness Black and Tan, yum, says 650.
Oh,
our text number is 800-400-3697. In the last month of my pregnancy, I had to follow a strict diet for preeclampsia. No seasonings, chicken, brown rice, boiled dandelion greens with garlic and lemon and beet juice shots.
Oh.
Took me a while to get used to it, but 13 years later, I love my weird veggies.
It sounds healthy, I guess, right? Dandelion greens, though.
Are you familiar with preeclampsia?
Yeah.
What is it?
I think it's when you're, I can't remember. It's definitely like one of those words they throw around in pregnant ladies' worlds, but I think it's like your ankles get all swollen up and it's, I'll look it up for you.
650 says, hey, Vinny, just curious. Do you ever drink non-alcoholic beer or mocktails? I never do. Ever.
Characterized by high blood pressure, protein in the urine, causes swelling in the face, hands, feet, headaches, vision problems, upper abdominal pain, severe preeclampsia can also cause headaches that don't go away, trouble breathing.
Oh.
Yeah. Serious complications like liver and kidney damage.
That was an important diet for her to stick strictly to.
Yeah, threatens the lives of both the mother and the baby.
650, I should add that I know people that do, who are alcoholics, that do drink non-alcoholic beer or mocktails. I'm not against you doing that. Right. I'm against me doing that.
Maddie Stout, my old producer, he is a sober guy and he's into non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, a lot of people are. Yeah. And
They feel like they're still at the party in there.
I truly feel like it's a very, how you run your life is a very personal thing. And it's up to you how you manage that. Yeah. I know that for me, a non-alcoholic beer is not helpful or smart.
Right.
It's coming up in the trash.
No. Lady Gaga gets her revenge. Plus Zach Bryan and disrespect.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.